Okay, now we discuss a second method, which is more suitable for theoretical analysis, which is called the velocity-Verlet algorithm. So let's rewrite equation B from the first page. I write it here, and I write here, and I will do often, f of t as a shorthand for f computed with the coordinates of the particles at times t. So f of t stands for f computed on the position at time t. So with this notation, let's change variables. Of course, this notation is valid for any t and delta t. So we replace t with t prime plus delta t, or if you want, we introduce t prime equal t minus delta t. And so equation B gives us r of t prime as a function of the position's velocities at time t prime plus delta t. Of course, t prime is just a symbol, so we rewrite the same equation, simply replacing t prime with t. So we get an equation in this way, which is r of t as a function of r and v at times t plus delta t. And now we consider a new equation, which is obtained by summing equation A of page 1 of the notes plus equation B prime. So if we sum these two equations, on the left-hand side, we get r at times t plus delta t plus r of t. And on left-hand side, we get the same combinations of r, and then we get two other terms with the velocities and two other terms with the forces. If you look carefully, r cancel because it appears on both sides, so both r of t and r of t plus delta t cancel, and we can use this equation to obtain a recursion relation for the velocity. So we obtain the velocity of times t plus delta t as a function of the velocity of time t, and the forces computed at time t and t plus delta t. So these are the two equations on which the velocity-Verlet algorithm is based. So the equation for r is our equation A of page 1. So nothing changes here. And the last equation we have derived for the velocity is the equation that we use to compute the velocity at times t plus delta t. So these are the two equations that define the velocity-Verlet. So how is the velocity-Verlet algorithm implemented? So suppose that at a given time you know both the position r and the velocity t. So we know r of t and v of t. Of course, we also know the force. So what we do, we first compute the position at time t plus delta t using our equation A, which only depends on rt, vt, and f of t. Once we have the position at time r, at time t plus delta t, we are able to compute the force at times t plus delta t. And now we know everything to for the computation of the velocity. So we use equation B to compute v at times t plus delta t. At this point, we have computed the positions and the velocity of all particles in our system at time t plus delta t, and we simply iterate the procedure. The Verlet approach is the approach which is used in practice because, as you can see, it gives you the evolution in phase space. So if we know r and v, or equivalent, if we know r and p, the momentum at time t, one iteration gives you the position r and the momentum p at time t plus delta t. So it's a system which, it's a method which gives you directly the evolution of the system in phase space.